Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Whether through physically altering their own body via surgery or diet, or going out of their way to change the world for the better, each of the following 10 performers all found themselves being deeply inspired to change their lives, either by or due to a character they played in a feature film. I'm Gareth from WhatCulture.com, and here are 10 actors who made real-life changes after movie roles. Number 10, Mickey Rourke quits acting to become a boxer after Homeboy. Now, it's pretty common knowledge that actor Mickey Rourke found a lot of success as an amateur boxer long before he set foot into the world of make-believe. However, he would eventually find himself back in the ring on a number of occasions, in a professional capacity after starring in a project very close to his heart. After writing his first screenplay for the movie Homeboy, the story of down-and-out brain-damaged boxer Johnny Walker, Rourke would star in the feature, seemingly rediscovering his passion for the sport after appearing in the film and feeling as though he was self-destructing at this point in his life. A few years later, the actor would return to the world of boxing. The star would remain undefeated across his 8 professional fights, winning 6 times and drawing twice. Not content with calling time on his in-ring career, though, Rourke would return once again to boxing in 2014, besting a 29-year-old at the age of 62 in an exhibition match in Moscow. Mickey Rourke, you're a madman. Number 9, Jason Segel writes a Muppets movie after forgetting Sarah Marshall. Throughout 2008's hit rom-com Forgetting Sarah Marshall, it's made clear that Jason Segel's character of Peter is working on a puppet rock opera about Dracula known as A Taste for Love. Hell, we even see it in all its glory in the closing stages of the film. Yet Segel, much like his character in said film, is actually a huge puppet fan in real life, or more specifically, a Muppets fan. So in the wake of Forgetting Sarah Marshall's unquestionable success, Segel joined forces with that film's director, Nicholas Stoller, to pen the hilarious script for 2011's The Muppets. Segel would also star in the eventual film as Muppets Mad Gary, the human brother of fellow Muppet megafan Walter. So, after playing a character who wrote and starred in his very own puppet-led project in a rated R raunchy comedy film, Segel only went and did the exact same thing in real life, with the eventual movie going on to earn rave reviews and a ton of dollar at the box office. Dreams really can come true. Number 8, James Cromwell becomes a vegan after starring in Babe. When it comes to prolific actor James Cromwell's decision to turn his back on a way of living that involved any form of animal cruelty or exploitation, he found himself being inspired to do so on the set of a little film by the name of Babe. The star had been a vegetarian since the mid-70s. However, his time on the set of the feature shot in Australia forced him to further reconsider the way he lived his life. After shooting numerous scenes alongside his animal co-stars for the film that would go on to become a smash hit, and then sitting down for lunch only to see their brethren sitting in front of him, Cromwell decided to go the whole hog, as he put it, becoming an ethical vegan and being an extremely vocal activist for the cause ever since. Number 7, Don Cheadle writes a book on genocide after Hotel Rwanda. When an actor finds themselves at the center of a project that is based on tragic real-life events, it's only natural for them to want to give everything they can to the role out of respect for the people affected by the true story. Clearly, Don Cheadle Beadle felt this way when tasked with playing hotel manager Paul Rusesabagina in 2004's Hotel Rwanda, with the actor going on to earn an Academy Award nomination for Best Actor for his performance. However, his dedication to those who had suffered throughout this dreadful time did not stop there. Whilst attending the film's premiere in Uganda, Cheadle was inspired after speaking to a number of the people who found refuge at the titular hotel during the 1994 genocide that happened in Rwanda, calling their stories the stuff of epic films. Cheadle then set off on a trip to Sudan alongside John Prendergast, a senior advisor for the International Crisis Group. There, the two visited refugee camps in Darfur, spoke with those there about their harrowing experiences, before then penning a book together by the name of Not On Our Watch, The Mission to End Genocide in Darfur and Beyond. Number 6. Filming Tomb Raider in Cambodia changes Angelina Jolie's life. Now, she may have not become a fully-fledged Tomb Raider in the wake of starring in the first Tomb Raider film in 2001, but Angelina Jolie did find herself at something of a crossroads after spending a fair amount of time in Cambodia shooting the movie. During her spell in the country whilst working on the film and its eventual sequel, Jolie would grow more and more aware of the position many Cambodian people found themselves in and went out of her way to provide relief where she could. In early 2001, the star was named as a UNHCR Goodwill Ambassador. And by 2009, she'd visited 20 countries to shine a light on the difficulties facing millions of people being uprooted from their homes, going out of her way to advocate for their protection. Jolie was also awarded with Cambodian citizenship, which led to her opening the Maddox Chivon Children's Center, a daycare center named after her adopted Cambodian son for children with HIV. Needless to say, deciding to step into the boots of an iconic video game character eventually changed the Oscar-winning star's life forever. Number 5. Cameron Diaz gets breast augmentation after Bad Teacher. 2011's Bad Teacher may not be remembered for much more than being the film where Cameron Diaz and Justin Timberlake take part in some very surreal dry humping, but it also involves a plot point which seemingly inspired the former to make a significant change to herself. Just a few months after Bad Teacher hit the big screen, reports began to circulate that the star had undergone a breast augmentation procedure of her own. This made many wonder whether Diaz had taken a leaf out of her character's book in the film, with Elizabeth Halsey spending most of the flick trying to earn money for a boob job. Diaz had already undergone surgery on her nose in 2006, after breaking it 4 times, and stated in 2011 that she wouldn't rule out undergoing more procedures like this in the future, telling British Vogue, "Yeah, well, hey, I'm not doing anything right now, but we'll see. So far, so good, but I'll never say never to anything." What a way to live. Number 4. Thelma and Louise inspires Gina Davis to found Gender Equality Institute. 1991's Thelma and Louise quickly marked itself out as a film feminists could strongly get behind upon its release in theaters, with the critically acclaimed movie about two women on the run after shooting a sexual predator understandably resonating with women all over the world. Yet the project seemed to also have a lasting effect on star Gina Davis. After earning herself an Academy Award nomination for Best Actress alongside co-star Susan Sarandon, Davis would regularly find herself being approached by women who explained how her character had inspired them to find their own strength from within. On the back of these multiple interactions, Davis ultimately decided to found the Gina Davis Institute on Gender in Media, a non-profit organization designed to shine a light on gender representation on screen, whilst also advocating for equal representation of women too. Davis felt that her research on children's TV shows and films between 2006 to 2009, which unearthed a shocking figure of just 29.2% of speaking roles being female and much more sexualized than male characters, demonstrated how a lack of equal representation was having a huge impact on young girls and how they saw themselves. The Institute is still going strong today, fighting tooth and nail for more equality on screen. Number 3. Miracles from Heaven causes Jennifer Garner to rediscover her faith. Back in 2015, Jennifer Garner wasn't having what would be described as the best of times. The star announced alongside husband Ben Affleck that the pair were intending to divorce, with the former couple announcing, "We go forward with love and friendship for one another and a commitment to co-parenting our children." Yet the actor was soon determined to get back to work, and it was during the feature which threw her back into the world of acting, during this trying time, where she rediscovered something that would change her life for the better going forward. Garner told People that working on Miracles from Heaven helped her find her faith again, with her character in the movie going through a crisis of faith herself before being told by a pastor, "You know, everyone is gonna struggle, and I look at it this way. I've struggled with faith and I've struggled without it. I'll tell you, it's a whole lot easier with." These words, accompanied by working on the feature in general, inspired Garner to seek out a local Methodist church and take her daughters to service each and every Sunday going forward. Number 2, Brie Larson becomes a sexual assault survivors activist after Room. It's fair to say that most people were left absolutely rocked by Brie Larson's performance as Joy Ma Newsom in 2015's Room. The story of a woman being abducted, raped, raising the child of the person holding her captive, and then finally escaping his clutches before slowly adjusting to life in the real world is a heartbreaking one, but a story Larson felt she needed to be fully prepared for in order to do it justice. After thoroughly researching those who had suffered sexual abuse in real life, along with what effects this can have on a person, Larson's stirring performance as Joy helped propel her into becoming a powerful voice for those who had experienced something similar to her character. Her compassion for those who had experienced similar things to Joy was seen on the night of her Academy Award win for Best Actress, with Larson hugging each and every one of the 50 sexual assault survivors who appeared on stage during the performance of Lady Gaga's song From the Hunting Ground, which was a documentary that looked at campus sexual assault. Larson also collaborated with 300 other women in 2018 to create the Time's Up initiative, designed to protect women from harassment and discrimination. Number 1, Robert Downey Jr. becomes real-life Tony Stark. Though the character of Tony Stark no doubt provided Robert Downey Jr. with a second chance to make good on his unquestionable potential as a performer, the man behind the iron has also seemingly had a huge impact on RDJ as a person. After finally hanging up his iconic metal suit of armor in the wake of Avengers Endgame, Downey Jr. opted to follow in his on-screen character's footsteps by becoming a real-life ambassador for technology that will be used to clean up the planet. This became clear during an Amazon conference in 2019, when the MCU megastar took to the stage and gave a keynote speech about the Footprint Coalition. This organization will focus on accelerating groundbreaking technology that can have a positive effect on our struggling environment. With Downey quipping during his speech, "Between robotics and nanotechnology, we could clean up the planet significantly, if not totally, in 10 years. Gotta love experts, they're like Wikipedia with character defects. Sound like anyone you know? Now let's just hope that the Footprint Coalition's grand plan to save the planet does not involve the creation of any artificially intelligent robots by the name of Ultron. We've seen how that goes.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.